Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist, joins us now. And Kim, you have the latest supply and demand numbers to talk about today.
Well, with wheat, the numbers that the market was watching was ending stocks. They came in at 654 million bushels. The market was expecting 630, so slightly above that. The five-year average is 708 million bushels. In the report, the USDA raised the feeding of wheat, or the wheat used for feed, and lowered exports. World, the market was expecting the lower ending stocks. They got that. The world at 635 billion bushels. 6.35 billion bushels, get that number right. Down 227 million. The average 6.54 billion bushels. They raised the production estimates for Australia, Russia, the European Union. Also minor adjustments for Canada, Uruguay, and some other minor countries like that. In corn, they increased the production 21 million bushels. The market was expecting a slight decline in the bushels at 10.6 billion. It came in at 10.7 billion. Ending stocks, they lowered corn, that's the important number, lowered it to 114 million bushels to 619 million bushels. The market was expecting 648. Also, they lowered corn ending stocks estimates to 4.62 billion bushels compared to a five-year average of 5.39 billion bushels.
Okay, and now that you've run the numbers for us, what is your take now that you've had a chance to look at it?
Well, there's some minor adjustments. Of course, corn prices, they're initially up, you know, 35, 40 cents. They backed off to around 25 cents higher. Wheat prices increased about 15 cents, backed off later in the morning to about 10 cents higher. I think that corn prices are going to remain relatively strong. Their corn stocks are tight. Wheat stocks are getting tighter, and the market's watching those relatively close, especially the feeding of wheat around the world. The market December contract trading between $8.69 and $9.57. It's been trading in the low end of that range. I think it's going to move up to the around the $9 part in the middle of the range and continue sideways until we get some information from Australia and Argentina.
Okay, and speaking of world news, some of the information out of Russia having some impact on the markets?
Right. You know, we've been talking about Russia, you know, selling all their exportable wheat and not being able to participate in the export market. And Putin met with the industry. He says they are not going to put an embargo or stop the wheat exports. Also, Ukraine, they met and they're going to increase their wheat available for exports by a million metric ton.
Okay, and finally, here at home, wheat prices.
I think they're going to stay in that sideways pattern until, you know, something happens in the market somewhere. It's got to be something unexpected.
Okay, Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist. We'll see you later.